Hearing God's Call, an audio introduction to the Catholic faith. This is the 27th of a 30-session program produced by the Catholic Inquiry Centre, an agency of the Australian Catholic Bishops' Conference. The title of this session is How to Pray the Rosary. This practical session is designed to teach you the Rosary, and as such is mainly made up of prayers and instructions, including the recommendation of a film that may assist in appreciating the Rosary. Praying the Rosary. The Rosary begins with the sign of the cross. This ancient prayerful action is made with the right hand moving from the forehead to the breast and then from the left to right shoulder while reciting the following words: In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. The next action is to pray the Apostles' Creed while holding the crucifix at the end of the rosary beads. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day He rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence He shall come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen. Then, on the straight piece of the beads attached to the crucifix, on the first bead, say the Our Father. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. On the next three beads, say three Hail Marys. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. The introductory prayers are completed on the next bead by the Glory Be. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Staying on the same bead, you announce the name of the first mystery, and then say the Our Father. You might remember from the previous session that joyful mysteries are remembered on Mondays and Saturdays, the mysteries of light on Thursdays, the sorrowful mysteries on Tuesdays and Fridays, and the glorious mysteries on Wednesdays and Sundays. So, for example, if it was a Monday, the first joyful mystery announced would be the Annunciation. Following the Our Father, which begins each decade, a Hail Mary is said on each of the beads while meditating on the mystery. There are 10 beads, and so 10 Hail Marys. The decade then concludes with a Glory Be on the bead between the decades. Staying on this bead, the new decade is begun through announcing the second mystery, in this case, the Visitation, and an Our Father is said. As in the previous decade, a Hail Mary is said for each of the 10 beads. Finally, we work through each of the 5 mysteries in the group of mysteries for the day, praying, in turn, the Lord's Prayer, the 10 Hail Marys, and the Glory Be. At the end of a set of 5 mysteries of the Rosary, we usually conclude with the Hail Holy Queen. Hail Holy Queen, Mother of Mercy, hail our life, our sweetness, and our hope. To you do we cry, poor banished children of Eve. To you do we send up our sighs, mourning and weeping in this vale of tears. Turn then, most gracious Advocate, your eyes of mercy towards us, and after this our exile, show us unto the blessed fruit of your womb, Jesus. O clement, O loving, O sweet Virgin Mary. Praying the Rosary together. The rosary is a perfect prayer to say with another person or with a group of people. When two or more people are saying the rosary together, the two people or two groups of people alternate when they change decade in saying the first and second half of each of the prayers. For example, with the Hail Mary, one person or group begins, "Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus." The other person or group then finishes the prayer, "Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen." With the Our Father, the first person or group prays, "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven." And the second person or group then responds, "Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen." For the glory be, the first person or group prays, "Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit." And the second person or group then responds, "As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen." The Apostles' Creed and the Hail, Holy Queen are said together. For the reflection exercise for this session, you are encouraged to say one decade of the Rosary, simply beginning with an Our Father and 10 Hail Marys, finishing with a Glory Be. In your own time, you can build up to 5 decades with all the prayers that make up the Rosary. A film on DVD that might help in appreciating the Rosary is Jesus. Made in 1999, this film was directed by Roger Young and stars Jeremy Sisto. Praying the Rosary and the Mysteries means contemplating events in Jesus' life and putting ourselves into these scenes. The Rosary can be a prayer of imagination as we recite the prayers. One of the most powerful of the sorrowful mysteries is the agony in the garden. The Jesus films visualize this for us, like the agony song in Jesus Christ Superstar, as Jesus sings as he climbs a mountain. A striking visual presentation of the agony can be found in the Jesus film. As Jesus prays, Satan returns after testing Jesus in the temptations in the desert. He argues with Jesus, telling him his suffering is worth nothing. He shows him scenes from Christian history to prove it, and that he should not go through with his passion. The agony in the garden is a real testing of Jesus' willingness to suffer and die. We conclude this session with a simple sign of the cross. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.